Hey, Sister Amen.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it's time for our edification audio once again?
Yeah, I do. It's probably a little past time.
I tell you, the day really went by fast.
It seems did.
Like, seems like every day is going by faster all the time. But
yeah, it does.
We got up this morning, and, well, we hope you're all doing well, by the way. Thanks for listening in.
Mm-hmm.
We got up this morning. We had to do some running around, stopped at the laundromat, stopped at a store to pick up some things. We had some ministry calls to do and had some edification went on. It was awesome. And then we headed off to our locker. What did we do there? What did you do there, Sister Amen?
I went back up to the laundromat.
Oh, go back up to the laundromat?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back up to the laundromat.
Yeah, so I don't normally do it, but it's been so cold I haven't been able to keep up on a few things. Not a lot, so I just used one of the small washers in there. And I was able to give a gospel card out to a young woman.
Oh, yeah.
I opened up the door for her, and she came in, and she was really polite. And I thought, I want to give her a gospel card, but she went right to her washer there. I went, took care of my business, and then she was over at the table, and I gave her a gospel card, and this is what she did. She looked at me, she smiled, and she said, oh, thank you. Like, that was sweet. She stood there reading it, and she gave it to her boyfriend, and he read it and gave it back to her. So,
nice.
Yeah, I was like, that was just like a really nice, positive response.
Yeah, it's good,
you know,
being
from
a faithful witness
woman.
There.
Yeah, well, and then we went to the
wherever
locker.
Wherever you go, you can be a faithful witness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then where are we now, at the locker?
Oh, yeah, then we went to a food store to pick up a few things. Got some good deals there.
Oh, yep. Gave a gospel card out there.
Yep. Gave a gospel card to the cashier there. And then we headed to our locker and you did some...
I sewed.
You sewed like the wind.
I did. Yeah.
Got me a whole bunch of new long untucked shirts. Some people call them tunics.
Well, I was kind of remaking some or fixing some. Yeah. So Brother Tupos got a nice assortment of them again. Good to go until they get threadbare and got to work on some more. But that was really awesome. And then I was able to take in a skirt. I had to do a little bit on that, and I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to find out. I was trying to hurry and get done because the day goes by so fast and there's always too much to do. Not too much. There's always plenty to do. Our platter overfloweth, and I love it.
Yeah. We got done with the locker, and we headed to go meet our brother and sister with their little ones in a marketplace, and boy, something interesting happened there.
Oh, yeah.
They're always handing out gospel cards to people, and my brother had offered this man a gospel card, and the man just, I guess, didn't even say a word, just rejected him and ignored him. And so we're just sitting at the table, and we're just having a good old time talking and not bothering anybody. The children are being quiet. And all of a sudden, right behind Brother Zelos, behind like a wall, but it's got a partition you could see right through the wall, man starts yelling at us. And I didn't even know what he was saying. Do you even know what he was saying, Sister Amen? He's yelling something about what?
I don't know.
He was just yelling.
It was almost incoherent.
He was like incoherent, yelling about us, and we thought he was yelling at somebody across the restaurant. And by the time I was got to my senses, I didn't think he was even dealing with us. He got up, and I right away knew then he was dealing with us. And he's yelling about the Bible and yelling about this and yelling about that. We weren't even talking about anything that would have anything to do with him. I switched my video camera on. And I held it up. I tend to do this. And I said, hey, maybe you want to say that stuff on video. He turned around right away and he calmed down. We actually have a video. I think I'm going to put it up on somewhere. He actually calmed down and he walked out the door and then turned around and came back and started yelling something about constitutional rights and First Amendment and Second Amendment. And he wasn't making any sense, really.
Yeah, I don't know what his point was.
And it was amazing when he left. I said, you know what? You need to go. You bothered us at our table. We're not bothering you. I said, you need to repent, sir. You're going to perish. But you need to go. He didn't want the gospel or anything like that. He eventually walked out, angry, yelling. I said, you're making a scene. And we talked about it. And we said, you know, we have gospel signs on our vans. We walk around. We don't dress like the world. Our women cover their heads. We have Bibles and we preach the gospel. Yeah, we're a target for Satan's wicked workers out here.
Oh, yeah.
We are sheep among wolves.
Uh-huh, definitely.
Yeah. And so we have to be prepared when we go out in the world because we're just sitting there having a cup of coffee with our brother and sister minding our own business and some guy starts screaming and yelling at us.
Uh-huh. It's a spiritual battle.
Spiritual battle, so we should rejoice that we're persecuted for the Lord. We get to do that. You know, even the angels don't get persecuted for the Lord. They serve him. They get to be his messenger, but no one persecutes them. But humans get persecuted for the Lord. So that's a That's a great blessing that we get to bear.
It's a high calling.
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome. I got to put a gospel card on a old order, well, kind of old order, Mennonite. They did have a car. I got to put a gospel card on their car. We were going out, they were coming in, and I happened to get a gospel card out and put it on their car, so that was kind of cool.
I hope they read it and heed it.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
We hope they do better than the Mennonites when we start out the church Sunday.
Ooh, yeah.
The ones that almost trampled us leaving.
Yeah.
But otherwise, and then we left McDonald's, and we went to our park spot, and after our brother and sister got their children in bed, we actually hung out in our van. It was kind of nice. We hung out in our van and just talked and shared a bunch of things. We had some housekeeping things to talk about, and we were talking about some child-raising issues and all that type of stuff. So it was really good.
Yeah.
It was edifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anything on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well,
I should say early this morning. It's like almost 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. It's already tomorrow
What's
today.
On your mind? Oh, I need to throw in there. Our young brother is working a 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift, and he called me at lunch, and I got to talk to him and edify him, so that was pretty awesome. And I had a brother, I got to say this, I had a brother call us 10 o'clock at night. He was just getting ready to go to bed after a 12-hour work shift, and he said, it didn't seem right if I didn't call my brothers and sisters and tell them that I love them. I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah.
That was really thoughtful of him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so then we had that talk with our brother and sister, and they went and parted for the night, and here we are.
Well, I'm going to back the clock up a little bit.
You're going to back up? All right.
Yeah, we're going to back up again.
We drive a gospel van so we can go forward or backwards anytime we want.
And so when we got here and we parked, I went inside for a little bit. I wanted to give out some gospel cards, and I did. And there was a couple older ladies. I handed a few of them out, and no conversations from them, but they were. I was told thank you, and they were going to look at it. And I saw these two women a ways off in their scooter chairs. And every time I see a woman in one, I'm like, oh, I got to go witness to this woman. Because it's an easy one to say, can I help you with something or whatever? Well, I saw them going through, and I gave another gospel card away, and I was kind of tracking them on the other side of the aisles, and they were going down the opposite side. And I knew which aisle they were going to go into because it looked like they were headed. So I came in from the other end. And as they were coming at me, I said, you kind of look like a train, the two of them. I said, that's cute. And then I said, is there something I can help you find? Because they're in the scooter chairs. I always offer it, you know, maybe they can't stand up good or something. And they said, oh, no, we're just looking. Thank you. And so I gave them each a gospel card. And one of them thanked me. And the other one sat there reading it.
Nice.
I thought that was pretty awesome. So I was kind of happy about that. And then what was it you dug out that we were setting up?
Walkie-talkies.
Uh-huh.
Two-way radios.
Yeah, so brother...
I bought some simple two-way radios so me and brother can communicate easily while we're driving.
Yeah, so I was going to share about walkie-talkie witnessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
You mean the walkie-talkies that I almost threw in the garbage?
Yeah, those.
Yeah. They're real complicated to work. Sister Armin got them figured out. I'm about ready to pitch them in the garbage. I hate technology, and I keep using more technology, but that's a whole other story. It'll be a blessing to be able to talk to each other from
it's
our van.
It's all good.
So.
I got it all figured out. We're good. So anyway, I took one, and I said, oh, I'll walk across the parking lot. He goes, go over there to that other side over there. So I was walking across there, and we kept checking to see how far it would go. And I said, well, I'm over there. I'm going to come back. And as I was, I saw a cart there. And I grabbed the cart, and I saw the cart guy loading them all up. So I was walking over with the cart, and I was headed toward him, and he goes, are you taking that or are you leaving that? And I said, I was going to leave that here for you. He said, oh, thank you so much. I said, my husband and I were out trying out some walkie-talkies here, and I just happened to see it. And I thought I'd bring it over to you, and I said, here, I'm going to bring you some good news, too.
Nice.
And he took it, and he thanked me. He was
awesome.
Reading it when I walked away. So.
Ready and using opportunities when you can.
Yeah, so what are the odds? It's dark. Of course, the parking lot's lit up.
Yep.
You know, in the evening, doing something totally different and being able to witness that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Being on watch at all
times,
sisters.
Good job.
Yeah.
I had a man email me. We've been emailing back and forth, and he emailed me this scripture verse, and he said a lot of people use it to say they can watch TV, they can do worldly things, they can even sin as long as they don't are mastered by it. 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So they take that verse and they go, see, I can do absolutely anything I want, as long as it doesn't control me. Well, go look at the context of it. Paul's really talking about things like food, because he said, meat for the belly, belly for the meat, or something along those lines. He's talking about the law and the things that they used to be controlled by. Clearly, the Bible does not teach anywhere that we can live in worldliness and live in sin. Anyone who knows the scriptures in any vague way would understand that. So this man asked me to do a teaching on this, and I guess maybe I will to rightly divide that and explain it. So I'm going to do that. And then a young brother told me about the word torment. We were talking about this man that got angry at us, and we said he might have a demon. He looked up the word torment, and he found it was interesting. It means to test metals and like a rubbing against. And then he equated it to when we preach the gospel and we stand out, we have gospel signs, we wear long untucked shirts, our women cover their heads, we have Bibles, we preach. We're like a target. He said it can rub the demons the wrong way, and then they flare up.
Yeah, it's like spirit against spirit.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting concept. Yeah, torment, because it talked about, like the demon said to Jesus, why are you tormenting us? They didn't like being so close to his light, his truth.
Oh, we see that.
And so we see people rise up, and they just hate us for just who we are. We don't even have to hold a sign or preach. They just look at a gospel sign, look at who we are. This guy today in the McDonald's was calling us. He said, you're probably one of those Jim Jones cult people. The guy that took 800 people and murdered them in the woods, had them commit suicide. Yeah, that's us, right?
The Bible talks about false judgment.
Oh, yeah, he's a slanderer. I hope he repents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting. Tormenting, a rubbing of, testing, like they do with metals and gold. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I like looking into those deeper meanings.
Oh, yeah. Anything else, Sister Armin?
Well, yeah, that's funny. That's interesting you say that, because on my scripture verse that I was going to read at the end, I went to the Greek meaning on one of them. 1 Peter 2:6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And I looked up confounded, and it means shame down, that is disgrace, or by implication, put to the blush, dishonor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to be that way to our master.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's a good verse right there. Anything else tonight, Sister Armin?
Just love to the saints, which not just, lots of love to the saints worldwide, whether we know you or don't. Maybe someday we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, and it's been a long time coming, but guess what tomorrow is, Sister Armin?
Tomorrow's Tuesday, and another day to serve
tomorrow's
the Lord.
Today's Monday.
Well, today's already, but... Well, if you're saying today, tomorrow, it's today, which is Tuesday
today
right
is
now.
Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday. But guess what we're doing?
We're traveling down. We're heading out, making our departure.
Yeah, we're finally making our departure. We're going to be traveling out of Missouri, headed down to our winter preaching grounds. Brother Zello's Sister Carr are coming with us for the whole winter. And so we're looking forward to this. Seems like a long time coming, but once, as usual, something gets here, it goes by fast, so we're looking to savor every minute of it and make the most of it, and who knows, we might never get to do it again. The Lord might take our lives, so we want to do everything we can while we can.
We want to be faithful in every day and focus on the works. It's the kingdom that matters.
And we want to enjoy it, and we get to help some young saints do it, so maybe when we're dead and gone, they keep doing it.
Maybe help somebody else.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So we're excited about that. We're headed south, so lots of ministry stories, adventures, edification, teaching, videos, audios to come from the gospel road, if the Lord wills.
Amen.
And I'm going to read James 1, 10 through 12. But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it wherewith the grass and the flower thereof falleth. And the grace of the fashion of it persisteth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Hey, it looks like we got something we have to do.
Well, there's a lot of doing.
There's a lot of do's because of what Christ has done.
Yeah, even the youth see that.
Yeah.
You just got to do something.
And I like that. He shall receive the crown of reward which the Lord has promised to them that love him after we endure temptation.
Enduring, loving, those are doing.
You ready to endure, Sister Armin?
I am every day. I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
We're going to continue doing it.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources. We will be back once again tomorrow, if the Lord wills, with some stories from our first day headed south with our brother and sister, and maybe some travel video.
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
As we're heading south, I'm going to see even better. You know why?
You got new glasses.
I got my new glasses, and they're not scratched. The other ones I got are a few years old.
Yeah.
They still work, but this is like a joy and a blessing and a great...
Yeah, and you said they work just really good, too.
Yeah, they're a little bit lighter.
She bought them online, gets them really cheap, and it's kind of a taking a chance when you do that, but it worked out really good.
It's a lot lighter frame, and I can see a little bit wider view, so it's awesome. What a great blessing to have eyes to see and ears to hear in both ways.
Yeah.
Physical, spiritual. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing.
Yeah, amen. So let us know how we can help you in your faith walk, and we are here for you to encourage you. Lift your arms up, point you in the right direction.
Amen. Go. Go, sisters, go in the right direction. Yeah. The way is narrow. Few will find it.
Yeah.
Christ is worthy.
Yeah, go forth and rightly divide the word of God, and then understand it, and then obey it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Loving Amen. God. All right, till next time. We are out of here. Audio, video, things to come from the Gospel Road. Stay tuned. God will be glorified. People will get the truth, and maybe some souls will be saved.
Amen.
God be praised.